calling on all courageous business leaders to join this debate on the 6th of October at the Sandton Convention Center. Book now through iodsa.co.za.
At Talk Radio 702, we strive to serve all our listeners. To protect you, we adhere to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission's Code of Conduct. 702 is committed to giving you accurate news, fair comment, and balanced programming, which represents a diversity of views. We ask if in any way we are not living up to this code, you direct a complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission, P.O. Box 412365, Craig Hall 2024. For more, visit bccsa.co.za.
Your number one news and talk station, Talk Radio 702 with Kino Cummings on Talk at 9.
And talking about tweets and all that sort of stuff, Mtusi, who sends me a Twitter message going, Kino, your show is in geek today. Lol, he's enjoying it. And then there's Taylor Engineering. Because this was about Sabu Ndebele smoking his socks. We'll talk about that a bit later, poor minister. I think he's trying to be relevant, but we'll discuss him much later. Now, I've got one more person who wants to make a comment there, Sasha Reznichenko, honor student, molecular medicine at Wits Medical School, is our guest, Jonas. Not a member of the Jonas Brothers. Hi there, Jonas.
Hi, Kino, how are you?
I'm good, my brother. Good, talk to me.
Great. No, this very, very sounds very interesting.
Mm.
But just one comment, I just want to find out if from Sasha, is this not more of a reactive than a proactive sort of an approach? You know,
a reactive as opposed to a proactive approach when it comes to the communication itself between this.
No. In terms of trying to really get to the bottom of the causes of disease and stuff, you know.
Okay, well,
because my opinion, look, before she responds, my opinion is that there are genes in our body that turns in on and off in terms of causing the disease.
Yeah.
Now, if they were to probably target those than the bacteria, because bacteria, some of our bacteria in our system are out there to fight the same disease that our body is causing.
Mm.
Now, if they were to really target those genes rather than the bacteria, I'm not sure if that could probably make sense or what.
Okay, Jonas, I'm going to get Sasha to respond. Hopefully, you've not led us down a road of, what are they saying? Sasha?
Okay, firstly, I think maybe you misunderstood. We're not going to target genes. We would target a certain substance. We would never target a gene.
Yeah.
That's something different. That would be gene therapy. What we are trying to do with bacteria is we would target a certain substance, so something that is causing the disease, the actual disease.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Does that make sense to you, Jonas?
No, before we get further, I understand, because now bacteria gets to multiply because certain genes have, instead of turning on or off, you know, on that genetic aspect of things, when they start to turn off and on, in terms.
What about the bacterial genes, not human genes?
Yeah, those. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you, so if I understand your question correctly, you're scared that if we are playing with the genes of the bacteria, they actually might become
definitely in terms
dangerous
of
rather than helping us.
Than helpful. Because now you look at now the current this resistant mycobacteria.
Mm.
You see now that then if we start really, because my opinion is that we should not be really fiddling with bacteria. I mean with bacteria more, but we should be looking at which genes necessarily triggers certain disease, which eventually lead us to sort of get sick and this and that. But if we were to look at those genes, because for instance, cancerous cells are normal cells which, instead of turning off, they turn on, you know, they start multiplying at a climbing rate.
Yes.
In that aspect, I'm just scared that we will be having a biological warfare that, you know, end up that it's uncontrollable and, you know, but it's a good thing that you're coming with, but on those aspects, I'm just worried about that.
Okay, because I should respond to that.
Yeah, you're raising a very good point, and it is actually a big concern with all genetically modified organisms that people are working with these days. And actually, when you enter this RGM competition, one of the most important criteria is that you have to look at the safety of your project. And you can't enter the competition, you'll be disqualified unless you actually have a safety page on your website about how you are dealing with this project and with your genetically modified organisms. So it is a very important issue that you raise. And we can't obviously engineer bacteria into, for example, the human bloodstream or a water source where humans or animals would be exposed to it. Of course, I'm speaking about future applications here, and we won't be doing that. But if that ever had to go that far, it would be the same as with a new drug or with new genetically modified plants that we use for crops these days. You would have to go through trials and see you have to really assess the safety of these organisms before you expose animals or humans or the environment to them.
Okay, now I've got one more call before we wrap up. I've got Anna in Greenstone. Hello, Anna.
Hi, good evening.
Hi. Sasha can hear you. Yeah.
Hi, Sasha.
Hello.
As an older WITS graduate, I'd just like to express my pride in hearing the work that these young students are undertaking and how far they've actually gone to be able to have entered the RGM competition. And I'd just like to congratulate them. And, you know, as a fellow South African, really urge them to, you know, go all the way and to win that top prize. I think, as you said earlier, that, you know, quite often we don't actually realize, you know, that there are so many youngsters out there that are doing fantastic work.
Absolutely.
And they deserve, you know, a lot of recognition, which they often don't get.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think the fact that you're talking to somebody like Sasha tonight is that little bit of recognition that hopefully, you know, they'll continue to get, and that they should hopefully get, you know, going forward.
It's the main reason why we've created this platform on my show. Because, you know, people talk about Mandela stuff all the time, and I'm like, hold on, what about people who are making a difference or who we can inspire to make a difference? And that's why we've created this particular platform. And
well, I think it's wonderful, and I'd like to applaud you. Well done.
Okay. Thanks so much for your call there, Anna in Greenstone.
Thank you so much for your support.
And listen, we are proud of you, Sasha. We're proud of your team. All the best. And we're going to, as a matter of fact, we'll chat to you guys when you get back as well. Okay.
Sure. And you guys can keep track of us on our website or on our Facebook page. So just Google RGMVITS 2011 and you'll find us.
RGMVITS 2011. Got it. Okay, cool. We'll do that. You guys should, why? Don't you guys have a Twitter feed?
I think we do. You should search us on Twitter as well.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Oh, what a pleasure, man. What a pleasure. You guys are rock stars. Have a good one. And all the best and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Shazay Sasha Riznichenko, honor student, molecular medicine at WITS Medical School.